Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
The NRL will conduct a full review of the timing of the dismissals and the process. The responsibility of the timing for sin bins is held by the clubs. Although in this instance, this is beautiful, it appears there were no club-supplied sin bin operators present at the at the venue. What is this? Kenty, is it 1980? I mean, what is this?
It's just another level of incompetence from the NRL. They keep telling us that they know how to run the game and they can't even get something as simple as a sin bin correct. Look, there is a... Hoops has been on the phone all morning. Take us through technically how it happens, because the NRL, they're trying to worm their way out of this.
Look, basically, the responsibility falls upon the ground manager who is employed by the NRL. So he's the NRL ground manager. He's the timekeeper for sin bins. He keeps an eye on the interchange. He keeps an eye on HIAs, all that
blood
sort of thing.
Or whatever.
Yeah, he's supposed to be across all of that. He's the fellow, the bloke who we saw the vision last night of Frank Panisi remonstrating and arguing with somebody on the sideline. Well, that's who that was. That was the NRL ground manager. And what Frank was doing, who's the director of football at the Melbourne Storm, was saying, mate, your stopwatches skew if. It's way off. Like, they've only been off for 8 minutes and 19, not the regulation 10 minutes. So the NRL are attempting to hide behind due process and protocol and all these spin sort of words. But essentially, when you peel it all back, it's an NRL ground manager stuff up.
So what happened last night was when you go off, the ground manager actually has the job of recording the 10 minutes, but he oversees the clubs who do their own players. Manly didn't send anybody down. Okay. So the ground manager was in control, but Frank Panisi, as Melbourne's appointed man to do it, he also had his stopwatch on. So he was sitting there with his stopwatch on, and after 8 minutes and 19 seconds or whatever it was, he sees the ground manager, who's doing the job for Manly, send the player back on. Now, Manly, one, don't send anybody down. Two, the NRL's guy, who's supposed to be the safety net for that, is unable to do the job. So for the NRL to try and sit there and worm out in this investigation and try and sort of create this illusion that it's not their issue, just shows once again that they've got it. They can't
you
get
guys,
it right.
You guys might be surprised, but I got sent off a couple of times and sin bin.
No.
And normally when you're there was a Bronco guy standing beside you, and if you're playing Penrith, there's a Penrith guy, and the Penrith guy used to keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
So Craig Bellamy wasn't blowing up. So I know that the NRL are at fault, but if you care that much and someone gets sent to the sin bin and Frank Panisi's sitting there, you send someone up with a stopwatch and go, make sure that they're off for 10. I think it's part
this
of...
That's what Frank did, Gordon. That's exactly... Problem. No, but that is actually exactly what Frank did. Frank sat there, right? And see, part of the process,
he sat on the sideline. He wasn't up there. Because, well, mate, I'm saying, because like, when I was in this... Because like, when I was in the tunnel, right? There was two guys at the Dragons. It was Brian Canavan or whatever, mate. And they stand there. He goes, right here, son. And I was in the dressing room for 8. And they go, come on. And you sit on the sideline. And then both of the timekeepers would like sit there, and old Eric Cox would go, see you, mate, once they were happy that I had the time. So the clubs were involved. So basically there were three involved. So now they're saying
Gordon,
that the clubs are going to be...
20 years ago.
Oh, okay. So, well...
But it worked, Paul.
But
crucially,
look, it worked.
It worked. And where this has broken down...
Is the clubs have dropped the ball.
It's not the clubs haven't dropped the ball, though, Gordon, because Frank Panisi attempted to go to the NRL ground manager. And it's actually, we should point out here, Kenty, it was actually because Manly didn't have a timekeeping sideline official there, their responsibility actually falls to Frank Panisi because they are the home club.
Yeah.
So the responsibility was on Frank. Frank had his stopwatch on. He knew that it was wrong. He went up to the ground manager and attempted to remonstrate. Short of running onto the field and tackling Appy Corrissau and tackling Matthew Wright and saying, get back over the sideline, your time's... I don't know what else Frank could have done.
Yeah. Well, I think Appy Corrissau was lucky to even go back on, because they send one off for throwing a punch. He should be off as well.
I tell you what, we'll come to that.
Okay, so like then, if one throws a punch and he's sent...
I don't understand why Dylan Walker got sin bin though. What did he get sin bin for? Verbal?
Yeah, just being lippy. That's what I thought.
Carrying on like a tool.
Did you ever see anybody get sin bins when you were playing for verbal?
Well, that happened in the South game.
Yeah, I got Tim in for telling Cody Walker. Bill Harrigan.
Was that back chat to the referee though, or was that?
It was unclear. He suddenly got sin bin, and we're all like, "What's that for?" And it's been for dissent.
If you can, fellas, let's clear up this sin bin drama. We'll move on to the send off drama. So, just getting back to this, what needs to happen? Because it's when I read this, it says the responsibility of the timing for sin bins is held by the club. So that's Paul saying the NRL are trying to get out of.
Yeah, the NRL are bowling a flipper there.
Yeah.
It's the NRL ground manager who has made the mistake here, Anthony. Yes, the NRL can spin it and say the responsibility is on the clubs. Frank Panisi was the man who was in charge last night, and he was seen visibly remonstrating with the NRL ground manager because he knew there'd been a mistake.
But by the time the players got sent off, they were off for 14 minutes anyway. That's how long it took them to walk off the field. It took them 5.5 minutes to walk off, so really it wasn't eight.
It's got to be according to the game clock.
Yeah.
It can't be spun. It can't be spun to be the club's fault, which the NRL is attempting to do, because the Frank Panisi was on the sideline. His clock's going 18 minutes, 8 minutes, 14 seconds, 8 minutes, 15 seconds, 8 minutes. And suddenly he sees the NRL ground manager send the player back on. What can he do? He, as Hoops just said, he can't go on and pull the players back off.
Mm.
Okay? Once the NRL ground manager says, okay, guys, go back on, they're on in 3 seconds. They get on the field a lot quicker than they get off it. They're on the field. Frank, by the time he's witnessed this and said to the ground manager, they're on the field. So the NRL trying to spin this now like it's a club fault. It's once again an example of an incompetent administration not being accountable.
So if I'm a Manly supporter here, just to be clear, Hoops, if I'm a Manly supporter, the first thing I'm thinking is,
To your 2 points?
Yeah, am I keeping the 2 points if I'm a Manly supporter?
Well, look, as far as I'm aware, the people that I've spoken to at the NRL today, absolutely Manly will keep those 2 points. And you know what? So they should. As much as this is a stuff up, as much as this is the sort of thing you would expect to happen in the under sixes, for a sport that has a television broadcast deal worth $2 billion and a bunker worth $3 million a year, you would think that we could in the bunker who, when players get sin binned, and we've seen more sin bins this year than any other season in recent memory, we should have somebody in there whose responsibility is to, from now on, make sure that 10 minutes is 10 minutes.
And not only that, if the NRL is happy to cop $30, $40, $50 million a year from their wagering partners, okay, and people are out there and may or may not have lost money because of the results of that game, there is a responsibility here, and the NRL have got to grow up and accept that. They don't do that. Yeah, one of the big things in the game at the moment is Supercoach, okay? That brings in all the rusted-in fans, okay? So when you need more accountability and honesty and to the process here. You can't keep treating your fans like mugs and try to blame some little bloke down in Melbourne who didn't do the job right.
Hmm.
This is a $1 billion sport, and it's
integrity. Yeah, but we're crying over a minute and 40 or 39 seconds.
It's not about that, Gordon. It's the principle. It's the point. It's the fact
that Melbourne Storm lost the game. They're not even worried about it. Craig Bellamy sat there. We're not even involved in the game. We didn't put in any effort. Craig Bellamy sat there and went,
what was the score when it happened?
6-4 or something like that.
There you go.
So, do you know what? Cameron Smith doesn't do that tackle, he doesn't get suspended, they win. There's more things to worry about than a minute. They didn't lose the game in a minute and 39 seconds.
I don't see it as the biggest deal in the world like you, right? However, no, but the reason that it is a big deal is because it's the NRL, mate. It's big-time professional football. It is a $2 billion sport, right?
And you know what Craig realised?
He should have had someone there to look at it. It's an under-six stuff-up.
Frank Panisi, if you really ask him...
It's
embarrassing. Listen.
You're not listening.
No,
he had someone
there. 20 years ago, there was someone standing right beside me telling me that I wasn't allowed on the field. They were allowed to go there because Melbourne wasn't there, Paul.
Frank Panisi's not a ham sandwich. He was there.
No, he wasn't, because they were on the field. No, he wasn't. He was sitting there on the sideline watching. No, he wasn't, Paul.
The ground manager told him to go back on the field.
He should have been standing there with him.
Frank pointed it out to the ground official.
No.
Can you interject? Because otherwise I think Kenty and I might end up in that building about 100 metres.
You can say...